Begin the current daf and set the sugya daf. Hey, begin the amud beis. Begin the tiz the master. Begin with the gemara. Lahavi esemet nesayim to include the trousers, to include the pants. So it says mekan kasha lahav the perik elohen nesrafen. From here it's difficult. From what we learned in the gemara sanhedrin of peigimul amud beis, because mapik misa mechus begadim. The gemara there learns out that the death penalty for a kohen who does the avoda missing from the garments, from the kohenic garments. And would we know this? Min dershinah from the fact that we make a drasha that tells us, oh, when they're wearing the garments, oh, then it says that v'hoislam kuna, which tells us in bigdin aleim. But if their garments are not on them, in kuna aleim, then it's like as if they're not kahanim. Babluzar, they're like foreigners, like non-kahanim, which are chay misa, like a zar who does the avoda. Now, v'hikra benu Yaakov lines, but he has habehediksim misa bevatet tzatzava. What do you mean? We explicitly have the Torah telling us the death penalty by someone who does not wear the garments in Parshas Tetzava. Where, why would you need two psukim to say there's a chiyuv misa? As Tais explains, because nehida haikra itzrich, although that pasuk is necessary l'shavinu zorim to say that they're like non-kahanim, and that has an added element besides a chiyuv misa, afle inyan l'chal avoida, to desecrate the avoida, that because it wasn't a good avoida k'may zorim like non-kahanim doing avoida. Who krod d'chsib b'mechusri b'god d'misa b'hed, but that pasuk explicitly tells us the death penalty, the lamali, what do I need that for? Typically, I can know this from the fact that if they're not wearing the kind of garment, you're saying that they don't have kahuna, so then of course I know that they have, there's both halachas, I learned that from the same idea, where of course the avoida is going to be a chi of misa, and it's going to be a chil of, from the fact that it's machal, obviously that it's going to be din misa. So it's the Yaakov Meir Lion's answer says, no, the mechnasayim like siv hacha. The pants are not written over here where it says over here b'hoislam kuhuna. And therefore, it's a chahukro, and need that pasuk, and the Gemara Sanhedrin, the mechus mechnasayim, that would be missing, tells that even if it's missing the trousers, that's also going to be the death penalty. Now, because of Yisrael Chanina. Like this one, Rabbi Chanina. Kim in the Navkali mechnasayim, where does he know the mechnasayim from? Mibizeh hadavar, from the fact that it says the vav, vizeh hadavar. That it's continuing what it said before. So how it's like the pants are also written over here by the commandments of wearing the garments. So it already says it. So you have an extra pasuk that's teaching the same idea of mechusa begadim for misa. So Matir's Ritzbah. The Ritzbah answers. It says the misa digabe mechnasayim itzuch. No, it's necessary to tell the death penalty regarding the trousers. L'chayiv, what do I mean? I already know that. Yeah, l'chayiv afilu bebir ikonis ha'oil moid. Has to tell us regarding a different situation, specifically when it comes in for no purpose into the oil moid. Misha nichnis mechus begadim. Someone comes in without his garments. Kitab Selig says the blessing of Shemayz v'hoyu al-arim al-banam bevayim al-oil moid. It should be an arim and sons when they come into the oil moid. And b'chayim b'shalei ruchut yudayim. We find the same thing regarding if he didn't wash his hands, the equivalent of not having your garments. The Chassidus says in the pasuk b'boyim olam moed dechatzu, when they come into the olam moed, they should wash their hands. Oybegish l'mazbeach l'shor, so when they come in to do that voida b'mazbeach, mechayim ha'oil moed, afilu b'yirkanus, to be liable by coming to the olam moed, even for no purpose, even without doing that voida. That's what you needed the other pasuk for. Now, the other common paragraph is Zohar, this it says in the second paragraph of Zohar, in the Testament base, ikas rachman b'boyim l'kas b'gish, maybe it would say when they come in, and it wouldn't say when they come near. Have I mean, I would have thought to say, afilu b'yirkanus v'chulu, that even coming for no purpose, that you would be liable. And on that, the Gemara asks over there that you can't explain that it's coming to say even for no purpose because it says explicitly l'sharis. So it says Tosfos Mashma Lufi Em. It sounds like that the truth is that loy mechayev abirukanus. It was not liable for coming for no purpose. How can I tell you that the pasuk coming to tell you that it's liable when you're coming for no purpose? The Shlomit says, but you could say is no. I know I'm mizbech. That's going to mizbech. This is what the Gemara means to say over there. Iksid bevayim alol moed oyel mizbech b'loy kasam l'sharis. If it said coming to the moed or to mizbech without saying the word l'sharis to serve, have mean I would have thought to say that filah mizbeach. That even by the altar mechayev abirukanus, one would be liable for coming for no purpose. Mashmalon the mizbech l'mechayev. That's telling you that mizbech l'mechayev, but on the oyel moed one would be chayev. And again, that's what the pasuk by Mechnasayim, the extra pasuk, coming to tell you too. But the seventh Mesechus Kelim Tanya and the Braisa Mesechus Kelim, we learned Machlekes. Remeya says that one's allowed to come in the area of Ul Mizbeach without washing his hands and feet. Chum say you're not allowed to go in because according to the Chumim, that place is more sanctified than the Mizbeach itself. It has like the kedusha of the oil might itself. So on that, the Braisa brings Amar Shimon Tzenul of Neir Belazer. Shimon the modest one, the discreet one, said to Belazer, Ani Nechnas to be Ul Mizbeach, but Leruchas Demerglen. I went into the area between the antechamber and the Mizbeach without washing my hands and feet.
So Shamalei Rav Elazar said to him, Michavata, you dear, or Kohen Gadol, or the Kohen Gadol, Shasik, he was quiet. Amalei said to him, Barashat Dilemma, you embarrassed to say, Shekaliba Shal Kohen Gadol, Yisachav Mimchabuchul, and like the heart of the Kohen Gadol is more dear than you, meaning because you sinned by going in that area. Ah, until where the Brisa says, Vafilu Kohen Gadol, even the high priest, Mefatzmas Mecha Begizran, they would shatter his brain, his cranium with hammers for doing such a thing. But rather, the kind that's in charge didn't catch you. But you did wrong by doing that. That says to us, Mistama, Shimon HaTzinua, Lohim Mishtama Shal Lechot Zudayim. We could presume that Shimon HaTzinua, he wasn't doing that void in that area without having washed his hands and feet first. Kalahi Yitam Ezeh would not have made such a big mistake. Rather, he made a mistake that he did like Ramea, the Hel Ben Yol Mizbech. That's also not a problem. But one thing we see, that according to Rabbi Lazan the Chachamim, who said he did wrong, coming to the Almighty, and so to Ben Yol Mizbech, that is more sanctified than the rest of the Azar. If you come without washing hands and feet, you can be chayv misa again, even for just being reconnaissance. But Abu Rashi beferish chumash. Rashi in his commentary to chumash, he actually explains bevoyim almoid. What does it mean coming to the almoid? It's lahakter to burn the incense, which says of lahiner that doesn't seem to be correct. Like we explained, which is forbidden even just to come into the almoid without washing hands and feet, like we prove from the words of Allah and the Chacham. Finish to the begins words of the Gemara. My dahava happened. What happened? Happened. What's the difference for? But Tesis points out that interestingly, the Perikama de Sanhedrin and the Tezvav Mabez, Mibodim, the Gemara has a question. Shor Sinai Bekama. How many judges did we need that if an ox violated the law by Har Sinai, by touching, came close to Har Sinai, when it went past the boundaries, that it has the death penalty? How many judges would it require? Mikam or Shomi Dosh, do we learn out a one time in moment, a halacha, in one moment in history from future generations, which require 23 judges, or not? They said, the Gemara doesn't ask like it does over here. Might not have what happened. We want to know how many judges happened by Har Sinai. What does that have to do with today? It has no practical relevancy. Interestingly, the Gemara does not ask that question over there. Tonight's text of the Master begins with the Gemara, Bixainis or Mitznefes, by the hat and by the tunic. No one disagrees that they would first put on Aaron and then his sons. Now, it mentions the Bixainis and Mitznefes, which that the Kohen Gadol and the Kohen Hedid had those garments the same, and we would do Aaron first. So it says, Hodulay Nok and Nami Mechnezam. One is always say the trousers, which they also had the same, and that Aaron was first. So it says, nearly it seems to me, Mishum the Befarish, because regarding the Ksainis and Mitznefes, the Pasuk is explicit. The Be Mitzavah, Be Masi, when it talks about the commandment, when it talks about the an action, it talks about Aaron Kodim, that Aaron was first. But Mechnezam, like Sivi, Le Mitzavah, Le Masiya, but regarding the trousers, the Pasuk doesn't even explicitly mention it by the commandment and by the doing. And therefore, we didn't mention that regarding Aaron being first. Whereas Rashi, Perish Tam, Achin, Rashi gives a different interpretation where he says that actually the trousers are included in where it's before all the other garments. So if you mentioned the sins of the Nefes, for sure that would include that of the Mechnesayim.